أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر صدق الله العظيم. Up to here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the actions and the doings of the Ibadur Rahman, things that they submitted for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their humility, their tolerance, they're standing up at the time of tahajjud, making dua and seeking Allah Ta'ala to avert the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. And when they spent, then they took the absolute middle course in the spending. So those were things that they did. Here in this verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about things that they refrain from, things that they do not do. But before we go there, there is two dimensions with regards to a perfect and a complete mu'min, a perfect and a complete believer. One is ubudiyat and the other is rububiyat. Simply put, ubudiyat is our servitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How we serve Allah ta'ala and how much we enslave ourselves to Allah, and how much we become a bondsman to Allah Ta'ala. How we bond ourselves to Allah, how we hand and give away ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. Both from the aspect of hukukullah, the rights of Allah, and the rights of others, the rights of fellow beings. And the second aspect, the second dimension is our belief in the rububiyat. Our belief in, if we may use the term, the lordship, that Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer, Allah Ta'ala is the cherisher, Allah Ta'ala is the nourisher. Simply put, whatever we have and everything we get is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. These are the two aspects of a perfect believer. When we look at it historically, from the past, in Alame Arwah, Allah Ta'ala asked one question to all the Arwah. Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? In other words, reinforcing and at the same time planting the seed of this rububiyat, that Allah is the sustainer and sustenance comes from Allah. Allah is the nourisher and Allah is the only nourisher. There is no other nourisher besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will find in this world, in our salat, from the beginning right through, we'll say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, reinforcement of the Rabb. Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, reinforcement of Allah Ta'ala being the Rabb. We go into the qabr, the first question is Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? So this is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about. Alaysa hadha bilhaq, قَالُوا بَلَا وَرَبِّنَا. Allah Ta'ala will question the disbelievers on the day of Qiyamah, is this not all true? And then they will say yes, but at that time they'll take qasam that of the Rabb, that Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb when they see the realities. So in short, when there was no dunya, when there was no earthly life, the arwah also said Allah is the Rabb. And again in akhirat, when there is no earthly life, then everybody will then believe that Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb. And this is what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings about in this verse now. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ. Those who do not call another God, another deity with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So here, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has brought about two important points. The one is, they are Ibadur Rahman, so there is no real question of they not believing in Allah Ta'ala. They have, number one, full belief in Allah Ta'ala. They worship only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But another degree of it is that when they are in need of something, then they would ask only from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They have complete iman in the rububiyat of Allah and all the other sifat, all the other qualities of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is Kareem, Allah Ta'ala is Wahhab, Allah Ta'ala is the giver and there is no one else besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They believe that Allah Ta'ala is Akramul Akramin, La Yuazihi Karimun, Wa La Yu'adiluhu Nazir, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is most generous, and no generous person can match Allah Ta'ala in generosity, and there is no person that can be equal to Allah Ta'ala in generosity, because when Allah Ta'ala gives, Allah Ta'ala is not looking for any remuneration. Allah Ta'ala is not looking for any payment, any payback. Allah Ta'ala has given believers and Allah Ta'ala has given non-believers, and Allah Ta'ala will carry on doing that. Yes, what Allah Ta'ala wants from us is shukr. But that shukr, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, is not going to pay any dividends in the courts of Allah. It's going to be dividends for us, that the more we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant us more. Now when we look at, we'll just look at three ayahs of the Quran very, very quickly. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sums this entire concept of asking only from Allah Ta'ala in three verses, in three ayahs of the Quran. The first is, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ, that whatever it may be, its treasure is by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whatever we need to live in this earth happily, or in the akhirat happily, all of it is by Allah Ta'ala, it is treasured there. Man is looking for happiness. Happiness is not in the things of this world. Happiness is in the treasure of Allah Ta'ala. And we need to beseech and seek from Allah Ta'ala and draw happiness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. If we're looking for affluence and prosperity and wealth, we're not going to get it with anybody else, but we are going to get it from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If we're looking for comfort, itminan, to console ourselves, all of it, its treasure is by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we ask nobody else, but we go directly to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ, Allah Ta'ala has given you all that you asked Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for. Now, Qadi Bedawi Rahmatullah Ali, he's broken this thing up into a very simple aspect. That if you and I, in our own words, if you and I, at the time when we were a fetus, in the womb of our mothers, and at that time if Allah Ta'ala came or sent an angel, whoever, like a waiter in a restaurant, and Allah Ta'ala said, now, give your order. What is it that you want? Would we really have thought that we need eyes to see? Would we really have thought we need this brain to think? Would we really have thought we needed the heart to do whatever the heart does, and all the other organs, all the other limbs, all everything else, our senses, our minds wouldn't have gone even to one iota of what Allah Ta'ala has given. So whatever we would have asked for, Allah Ta'ala had given it. And then Allah Ta'ala says in one ayat, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, look in yourselves and you will see how much Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given. When Allah has given us so much, then it is natural that whatever more we require, we need to turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then the third ayat, simple, وَمَا بِكُم مِن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, whatever ni'mat you possess, whatever boon, whatever favor you possess, it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is from no one else. And hence, here Allah Ta'ala is speaking about this Ibadur Rahman, that they do not ask anyone but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This concept, the seed was planted by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his cousin Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time was a very young boy when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam planted the seed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِمْ بِاللَّهِ, O Abdullah, if you have to ask, then ask only one being, and that is Allah Ta'ala. And if you have to seek any assistance, then seek assistance from any one being, from only one being, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Don't go to anyone else but Allah. And then to sum up the balance of it, that if the whole world comes together, and if Allah Ta'ala has desired benefit, and the whole world desires harm, they cannot harm you.
And if Allah Ta'ala desired harm and the whole world wants to benefit you, the whole world cannot benefit you. And this is what we say in our initial part of our salat, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Oh Allah, you alone do we ask for help. Urwa bin Zubair, rahmatullah alayhi, had summed it up and put it all into perspective for us. He said, if I run short of salt in my home, before I go out to purchase, the wallet is full, there's cards, there's everything that I have. I can do whatever, I've got the funds. But before I do all of that, I first ask my Allah, then I go out in search of the salt. And this is a real and true servant and slave of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.